We're starting. Hold on. Okay. Okay. Let's see. Okay, is that better? That seems to work. Not sure how to. Let me figure this out. Let me see if that works. Hold on. Have to bear with me here. I figure this out. Do, 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 do. Okay, just trying to work this out while we're live here. Teething problems, you know? Just teething problems. And, how do you join it? Not sure that's right, but we'll figure this out. Trying to do this live. You know, oh, hang on, there we go. Hang on, I could be onto something here. No, that is not it. This is recording, so How do you add it? Okay, that should work. Well, holy, 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 holy. Holy, 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 holy. Okay, that's alive. Okay, so what are we talking about? Well, we're going to talk about healing and getting free. Getting free from you know, stuff. But I'm just trying to work this out, so sorry about that. Should be fine. Okay, we might do the healing wheel like this. Live broadcast, and people can tune in live. That would be good. Hope it's all recording properly. It's as good as it's gonna get for now. Holy Spirit, thank you, Holy Spirit, for every single person that's listening to this message today, that the Holy Spirit light river would be pouring through their brains and their minds and their bodies and their souls, cleansing them of every bit of darkness that resides in their temple that is there illegally, that it would come out of them and leave them forever, never to return. That their entire being would be set free in the light, Holy Spirit light river. Yep, that's what we want for the whole entire earth. Everybody just wants to be free, right? Everybody wants to be free from darkness and whatever, all the stuff that's hurting them. I mean, everybody wants change. Everyone wants to live better, but so many people struggle with it, you know, trying to find a way how to get over obstacles and how to overcome this and overcome that. And for some reason, we always get pulled back into our old lives or pulled back into old way of being, and we never actually permanently overcome. And permanently enter any type of breakthrough that changes our entire being and our life permanently. And there's a reason for that. There's a reason for that. And the only way, there's a reason for it, and it's called, you know, evil spirits. That people just don't want to look at, people don't want to acknowledge, or, you know, like the evil spirits are pretty clever at getting us to not believe in anything spiritual. But if you want to overcome in the natural, you need to overcome in the spiritual, because first we are a spiritual being. You're born as a spirit being. You come into your mother's womb from out of the spirit, you know. So you're a spiritual being, and now that light being that's inside of this body needs to grow. It needs to grow up and become strong, and it needs to understand who it is in the spirit and how to work and operate in the things of the spirit. And that can only come By there's only one way. It's only by the Holy Spirit, who is the very breath of life. Like, the Holy Spirit is the breath of life. It's, I mean, you breathe in the Holy Spirit every single day. It's a person. He's a person, the Holy Spirit. And we get to know the Holy Spirit by having a relationship with him. And it's that very person, the being of the Holy Spirit, who comes inside and lives inside of our body, that raises us up spiritually, and it transforms our mind, and it transforms our life, and it breaks off every area of our lives that are stuck in bondage, that are stuck in like darkness. That every time that we hit a wall, you know, in our lives, the Holy Spirit's the person that just sort of is like this. He's God. He's like this big person, just comes through, and he just like smashes down that wall, so you can walk through it. You know, so every blockage that you've had in your life now gets busted down and broken down, and the Holy Spirit allows for you to walk past and walk through things, you know. And anybody that's in the way of that, he just like removes it, you know, and lifts it out of your life. So it's all about you allowing the Holy Spirit to do that, and partnering with the Holy Spirit, so he can be the Lord of your life, rather than letting other things lord over you. You know, spirits that don't care about you, the people that don't care about you. It's letting the Holy Spirit to rule and reign through your body. Letting nobody else do that. Letting nobody else being the Lord over your life, and trusting in the Holy Spirit to lead you into all truth. You know, when you give your body to Christ, he's not some faraway God, like a pretend God. Like, he's real, very real, and he takes that seriously. Like, you give him your body, he moves into your body and takes over your body. Anything else that's in your body is there illegally, and it needs to be removed, and it comes out, right? And the only way that happens is because of Christ. He's the name above all names, right? He's the power. He's God, and he has authority over every spirit. So he comes in and he removes everything out of your body that doesn't no longer need to be there, you know. And so we need to give that stuff up and give it over as well, like, never to pull that stuff back in. Never to partner with those type of spirits. Never to agree with them. Have nothing to do with them. Absolutely nothing to do with them, because they don't care about you. They hate you. And the only thing that's good for you is the blood of Jesus. And the blood of Jesus completely cleanses the whole inside of your body. And don't be funny about this. The blood of Jesus is the blood that he purchased with you, right? He came and he died on the cross. That blood purchased you, your whole body. Now, what I wanted to talk about, your body is like it's a temple. Okay, just like any building has windows, any building has doors, every building has entryways and exit ways. Your body is exactly the same type of thing. Your body is a building that needs to house the Holy Spirit. Now, everything that comes inside and out, you know, comes out through entry points. I mean, you see out of your eyes, you know, the eyes of your body be illuminated. Let them be illuminated and enlightened, and then your whole body can be flooded with light, right? Your hands are gateways. Your eyes are gateways. Your mouth is a gateway. Your nose is a gateway. I mean, all of your senses, your touch gates, your ear gates, your nose gates, your eye gates, your mouth gates, all these gates that you have are entry points. Okay, so whatever you're taking in and whatever you're reading, everything has a spirit behind it. If you're reading something, somebody has written that. Whatever spirit they have inside of them is what you're taking into your body, you know. And we never, that's why you need to know, like, what spirits have what, you know. I mean, anything you read has a spirit behind it. So you're taking that stuff into your gates, into your eye gates, into your mouth gates, into your nose gate, into your hand gates. These gates, the thing that can keep your gates protected is the blood, okay? It's the blood of Jesus, which is the glory light. It's glory light. It's not the blood literally anymore. He's gone to heaven and he transfigured and he turned into light. Now that light is what comes out of your hands. That light comes out of your eyes, out of your nose, because the Christ in you, the hope of all glory, who's come inside to take residence inside your his new house, he's inside of you. Now that light comes out of your body and it comes out into the earth, and that's literally bringing heaven to earth. That's how you're transforming the earth. You're transforming your city and your nations, because these lights coming out of you, the glory electricity light, which is the Holy Spirit light. And that Holy Spirit that resides in you has full authority over your body. It has full authority over who's going to live inside of you, what happens inside your temple. And he doesn't share it with anyone. He wants it for himself. So he won't let anybody else be inside of you. So he removes that stuff out. So you yield everything, which is yielding to his spirit, because he loves you. And you trust in God. I mean, you trust in him and him alone. And every time you do that, he takes you higher into a higher revelation of who he is. He opens your eyes to new things in the spirit. I mean, it's like an ocean, right? And the deeper you go into him, into a relationship, the more that he opens up to you. I mean, you can go into some learning about how to come into the spirit, by what steps to take, or you know, how many breaths to breathe in this sort of sequence, and what stretches to do, and what colors to wear, and these type of things. Like, they're all works. You're doing all that type of stuff to try to work your way into the things of the spirit, or try to get more spiritual understanding. That was the necessary case, then you would have been out, that we wouldn't need Jesus to have come. Do you know what I mean? Like, he would have died in vain. It's him who actually, we just allow him, which is a hard thing for people to accept, because we're so programmed to be able to work our way into things. We've got to work for this and work for that and compete for this and compete for that, where it's really just resting in him and allowing him to just take over your body. And then believing and knowing that, and knowing that he's in you, and then you're letting him come out of you. So any area of your life where there's depression, anxiety, any type of area where there's sickness, there's illness, any type of area in your life where there's relationship issues, or there's torment, or, you know, there's constant, I mean, any area of your life, these spirits come from the outside and they try to cause that riffraff around your life, because they're trying to shake you. You know, they're always trying. The commission is to cause frustration and pain, and there's no love inside those type of spirits. So you take authority over them. The only way to take authority over those spirits is by being in the blood, which is inside of you, and then that authority comes from outside. It comes in. It comes from the inside, and it comes outside. And that glory light that you're speaking, it comes out of your gate. And because the glory is the highest level of vibration, the highest level of light vibration out of all, across the whole spectrum, it's the glory itself, which is the light, has the authority. So because of that comes out of your body, you speak the word to those spirits that are causing that trouble. You bind them and you loose and you loose them, and you command them to leave. You command them to go, you know, go in Jesus' name. And those words that you speak by the glory have authority over all creation, have authority over all light. I mean, some people can be literally speaking and commanding and decreeing this type of thing, but have not come into the yielding of the Holy Spirit, which is the hope of the Christ in them, hope of all glory. It resides inside of them. They haven't yielded to that, haven't believed what was accomplished on the cross and taken that free gift. So they're speaking, commanding this stuff, but they're still doing this stuff for this 10 years. Someone once who told me, I remember when I first, you know, she said, I've been in self-help for 20 years or something. And I remember the first time I heard that, I was like, well, how long does it take to get better? Because I thought, that's a long time to be doing self-help. Like, how long before you start to, like, what are you still reading, you know, you're still doing it. Like, when do you get better? And it's like, I needed something to get better and to overcome the torment and the struggles that are constantly coming at me. You know, it was a vicious cycle. You'd get better and then the things would come back and you'd have the same problems again and you'd always be facing the same thing. The only thing that permanently brings breakthrough in the spirit is the glory, and you speaking it out by the glory, by the hope of glory, all right? The glory, the Christ in you, the hope of all glory who resides inside of you. And you, like any sort of relationship, you speak to that spirit that's in you, which is the Holy Spirit. You have a relationship. I mean, you can go into it, you can spend time by, you know, closing your eyes and then just feeling the presence inside. Not trying to think of a way to connect in, not trying to read your way in, not trying to pray your way in. It's trying just to connect with Holy Spirit, who you've already given yourself over to, and laying there and just feeling that presence of Him. And then and enjoying Him. I mean, He's a person. He likes to have fun. He's a literal person. I think we forget that because we start to feel like He's like just, you know, maybe some sort of flimsy piece of whatever, but He's an actual person, and he likes to enjoy life. He likes to enjoy His creation. So having communication with the Holy Spirit is actually bringing like you into a deeper level. And then he's like, oh yeah, like she wants more of me, and He trusts you with more things. I mean, he's the Ancient of Days, you know, that all the wisdom of all of creation is inside of the Holy Spirit, who reigns above on high over every single spirit. And until you yield and accept that Holy Spirit as your Lord, Lord over me. So that Holy Spirit, the creator of all, who reigns above all, now you want that. So you come in and you tie into that. And it becomes like cemented inside of you. And then He gives you all the power that Jesus had. You have all that same power. Everything you speak, it's done. You know, you will heal the sick miraculously. There's no steps to try to how to heal. I mean, you're not trying to do it in your own self-effort by putting your thoughts on the healing area and you know, and trying to heal all in your own power, when the Lord can just go like that and it's healed. It's supernatural healing. Like, supernatural is, you can't understand it. It doesn't bring any sort of comprehension. This is done from a different dimension. And the Holy Spirit's timeless and has no time. I mean, He doesn't fall asleep and have a nap and then wake up and, you know, have to write down His dreams and have to, you know, realize what we're doing today and, you know, what have I told Meredith? We've got to do that and we've got to do this with this one. No, He's not like that. He's like, He's omniscient and omnipresent, and He's always there, you know. He's always on the ball. He doesn't miss a trick. So it's not like you need to, He's going to forget anything. He's constantly there. So you have that relationship and trust Him to come into you. Most people don't have that relationship with the Holy Spirit. That, you know, when you come out of religion, you've got an idea of God and you've got an idea of who Jesus is and what He did and, you know, and what He gave to you. But there's no relationship with the Holy Spirit Himself as a person, the third person of the Trinity. You have Father God, you have Jesus Christ, the Word, and you have the Holy Spirit, the three of them sitting together in heaven, you know. And the Holy Spirit is here for everyone to enjoy and for everyone just to yield to that Spirit, because everything He has for you is good. So by speaking by the mouth of the glory, by using your mouth gate, you're speaking and decreeing and declaring. And this is a daily thing. It's not just once. It's constant, because there's spirits that are, that can, I mean, the more you come into the Spirit, the more revelation you get, the more wisdom that, you know, you grow in wisdom, the more important it is that you be so cemented, but, you know, firmly set upon that rock, firmly speaking from the glory every single day, commanding your morning, speaking out what it is that you're going to do that day, speaking, you know, pulling down strongholds, using the angels that are assigned to your life, you know. He talks about it in the Bible where he's like, you know, right now I could just ask my Father and he'd send me thousands of angels, but that's not going to fulfill scripture. He wasn't concerned about anything. He knew at his fingertips he had all of heaven, but he walked it out because he had to walk it out that way. That was, you know, his destiny, to give us the same power and that same inheritance that he has, which is the eternity. And your will, and you know, your spirit, your spiritual growth now inside of the glory is what sets you for eternity. So speaking by the glory and your hand gates, this is the most important thing. This is what I wanted to talk about. It's about what you're letting come into your gates, what you're letting come out of your gates. I mean, if the Christ, the hope of glory, is not the glory that you've yielded to inside, I mean, you can use white light, you can talk about all that type of stuff, but it's the glory itself that carries all the power. It has the supernatural power. It has the miracle power. It's the creative light. It's where it has authority. This is where things won't come back to haunt you and torment you, because you will have the power now inside of you. So you have that glory. You declare it and you decree it from the glory, from your mouth gate, okay? And you wash your hand gates. I mean, you can be asleep. You can wake up and all of a sudden, you know, you yell or you scream. There's something's happened because it's tried to – there's something that's come to try to shake you. You know, you just speak and command it to go. You know, you buy it, you wash your hand gates with the blood, wash your eye gates with the blood. You know, wash me with the blood, Jesus, and cover me in the blood. And that fire will come on you and it will terrify anything that's around you that's not of the glory. And it will set you free and they will fly away. You know, they can't stand the glory. They can't stand you speaking in tongues. They hate that. Anything that's going to come and shock them is what you do, and they can't come back. They will try to come back, but you stand in that authority where it's like you're declaring to them that you know who you are, that you know who you are in the kingdom. You know, you walk in that power and that authority and you speak it every single day. You know, in the name of Jesus, I command you to go. I bind these spirits. I loose heaven, all of heaven. I loose the angels upon your lives to burn you. I bind you. I cast you into the pit of hell. I put you in chains. Speaking this stuff. And when you speak this stuff, other people, you will see it, not everybody thinks this is a good idea, you know, and they're the people that you need to be speaking it to, you know. It's like every single day, just speak it out and don't let these things come back. Like, don't let them come back. It's just taking authority over it. He's like, you know, we don't wrestle with flesh. We wrestle it's with the spirit, powers and principalities and wickedness in spiritual places. Like, it's always against the spirit, which are spiritual beings that you can't see immediately. I mean, that comes too, but so by the glory you're speaking it and you're just casting things out and you're covering, you know, cover your children in the blood of Jesus. You know, I'll cover you in the blood of Jesus, and you plead the blood over people, and it's all about the blood, because the blood was what purchased you, and the blood, it's like electrical fire, and it terrifies these demons and messengers of wickedness and darkness that come to torment and try to pull you out of the glory, or try to convince you that the glory is evil, or try to convince you anything that comes against the glory is always a demon. Anything that comes in that's bringing sickness or illness or confusion or frustration, it's always demon. You know, and in Jesus' name, you've been given the authority to bind those demons and to cast them out and to keep them out of your life and out of your family's life. But it's war. You're warring for this stuff. I mean, this isn't just, you know, you don't just take territory. You don't go into some inner territory and then they just, oh, yeah, and hand it over to you. There you go. You know, you got a war for this stuff. You know, people, they've been, how many wars are we in the world? I mean, they have to fight for freedom. And they've had to fight for freedom. Jesus gave us the tools to be able to fight for freedom. We have all the tools. Previous to that, we didn't have the tools. We didn't have the weapon, right, to be able to fight for the freedom that we had. We were just so oppressed and blinded and covered in the darkness that we had no way to see any light. We had no shovels or anything to get that darkness off. The blood gave us that. It was a weapon. Okay, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty in God in pulling down strongholds. So the only way that we're able to pull down the strongholds in our nation, in our life, in our family, is by being inside the glorious blood of Jesus, right? That gives us the authority. It gives us, it's like it opens up the warehouse of heaven. And now we can actually see that stuff and use that stuff. We have authority to use that stuff. Without the blood, we don't have the authority to war with the weapons of heaven. Those weapons are not available to us because our eyes haven't been opened to our father's warehouse. Do you know what I mean? Because we're still under a false covering, a false father. He's the only good father, and he has the spiritual warehouse that the blood opens up. It's like a key, right? The blood opens, the glory opens it up. But we yield to that glory. That doesn't just come freely. You know, you're warring constantly. I mean, at the moment that you're declaring Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the whole, you know, there's an assignment straight sent for you. You know, make sure that one doesn't grow up. Make sure she doesn't come up into the glory. Keep her out here. I mean, if that person never finds out who they are in the kingdom, there goes another billion demons out of my kingdom. You know, it's like this is crucial that we come into who we are and know who we are and access those weapons. It's not like there's a secret key, like, that we need to take billions of steps to find out all these tools. It's just take by the blood and now receive that free gift and now see what he has available for us. You know, he's a good God. He's given it and he gave us that. That was the gift he gave us, the blood. It's like the spiritual key into his spiritual warehouse. And now by that we get to see. I mean, that's why people are so tormented and oppressed and sick and suffering, because they're so demonized. I mean, they're not just full, they're full of demons. But, I mean, Satan, they're no problem to Satan either. He already owns them, so he doesn't cause them much more problems, just the demons in them that hate them anyway, so they just let them go. You know what I mean? They're no threat to the kingdom. They're not trying to, you know, win souls or anything like that, or set anybody free, or, you know, they're not out there doing anything for the kingdom. I mean, they're just over there living for themselves. There's nothing, you know, and they get sick and they die and whatever, there's no problem, you know what I mean? And that usually goes from family to family, you know, all the way down the generational line. So they're no problem. It's when you get born again, the moment that you give your life to Jesus, they say never wants you to understand the blood. He never wants you to start speaking by the blood, by the glory. He never wants you to drink enough to get strong enough to understand what's available for you in the gifts, what gift you have. Well, how to use it, how to walk in it, how to speak it. He'll constantly have people around you. You know, I mean, if you're the breaker in the family, if you're the one that's come through, everybody else in the family is going to, you know, condemn you first. They're the first people to do it because they're the ones that it's the same demons in the family. I mean, they've been there for 4 billion years, you know what I mean? There's nothing new under the sun. They've seen that family go and they know exactly how to do it. So to break out and then just to actually rise up and stay in there and be fortified and to walk it out, even when you've got a million people against you because you're saying something completely that they don't understand, you keep going. But for someone to come that far, you will set many, many people free. And your family and everybody around you will be set free because you keep going and you access the things of heaven that looks crazy to some people. And, I mean, that's why the New Age is so popular, because it's acceptable, because it has all the knowledge, but it doesn't have the power behind the words. It doesn't have, I mean, they can speak and decree and declare and create. And the grace of God allows a lot of it because some of it's actually good for the world. You know what I mean? But they don't actually have power to control any evil forces, and they don't take anything out. So, you know, that thing, some things are out and they're not actually winning for the kingdom, and there's no eternal life. So, but they feel like they're moving in something because what they're speaking is creating, you know. They think they're creating, but it's not a spiritual permanent breakthrough, because that can only come from the glory within, which is when you're speaking by that spirit that's in you, which has the power. You know, when the Holy Spirit breathed over the waters and it created the life in Genesis, like, it's the same thing. Your breath, you breathe on someone with a demon, and now, come out. You know, it's your breath, your very breath, because of who's inside of you. That straight away makes something in that darkness in somebody come off, you know. Everything you speak, everything you say, just your hand gates and letting that pour out onto somebody, like, that's straight away pouring on them because you're the glory, and they're not. Eventually they will, because they're getting it from the outside, and that'll penetrate to them on the inside. It just takes longer. You know, it's going to take a lot longer to do it that way, but it's still going to happen. So they're going to either get it from the inside out or the outside in. And the ones that get it from the outside in, I have it worse, because they're like, what is this? You know, they don't understand it because they haven't yielded to Christ in them, the hope of all glory, who's inside of them. But it will be forced upon them from those who are walking in that power. Whether they like it or not, you force it upon them because it's good for them anyway, and they need it because they can't see because they're in darkness. You know, but when you let Christ come into you, he immediately opens your eyes spiritually. He illuminates your eyes and he illuminates your body, you know. And then the more you drink of the Holy Spirit, which is, you know, the fire, the glory, the preaching under the, in the spirit, a spiritual tap from heaven, the more that spirit life grows up inside of you, and you become quite powerful, and then you know, more things are opened up to you from God, because you want him and he can trust you. You know, I mean, heaven has a lot of things in it. He doesn't just give it to the first cab off the rank. I mean, you've got to show that, not show by proving yourself a word, but start speaking your authority. Start speaking some things and not tolerating it, not tolerating demons, not tolerating darkness, not tolerating the devil. You don't allow Satan just to come in and cause riffraff over your life. No, you speak and command him out, cast him out. And no matter where you are, you do it. And you don't care who looks at you or what they think and who they are. It makes no difference. You're concerned about your spiritual life and then the spiritual life of your family, you know. But you need to be the one that's risen up first, because as you rise up, everyone around you rises up automatically. But not with, there's no condemnation in Christ, you know. We're the free gift, which is the blood, and it just opens up the things of the spirit, where it gives us a new whole, it gives us weapons that we didn't have before. So we will just overcome. I mean, you look in history at how they used to live before Christ. I mean, it was torture. It was so demonic. I mean, if you just Google history, you know, BC, like, they were sleeping with animals. They were just sacrificing babies. It was disgusting. It just hadn't, because that's just Satan. It's just horrible and disgusting, and he likes people to live that way, you know. And Christ came, and we couldn't see any other way. We didn't know any other way. People were just full of demons. So the blood just gives us a weapon that we didn't have before, and it opens up God's warehouse for us to access a whole heap of other weapons. And because of the gift of the Holy Spirit gives us all these other gifts, you know, where we can become stronger in the spirit and become, you know, more powerful to set other people free, because we now use those gifts for others. Those gifts aren't just for, they're not for us, actually. They're not for us at all. They're for other people. So, anyway, I think that might be, what's the time? It's 8:40. And blah, blah, I've talked a bit. Have a drink. So get into the blood of Jesus, because that's the thing that's going to set you free. The glory light, which is the blood. It was the blood done in the natural, but in the spiritual, it's glory light, right? It's glory, it's light, it's the blood, same thing, but it's flowing through your veins because he's come and lived inside of you, because you've asked him to come and take over your body. Take over my body, because I don't want to be possessed by anything else but the Holy Spirit. It's cool to be possessed by the Holy Spirit. He's a cool guy. And he knows everything. I mean, you could be staring at something for 50 years, right? 30 years. We'll use me as an example. Why not? You can be staring at the same thing, Holy Spirit, for 30 years and not see a clear message that he's, you know, that's there. Holy Spirit comes and just supernaturally an area of your brain's opened, and the same thing you've been staring at for 30 years, all of a sudden there's a message there that you can now, you understand. It's like a revelation of something where you just didn't see it before. You just weren't able to see it before. You know, there was no light shined on that area, and that's what the Holy Spirit does. But it's not like he can come in and just go, hear everything's available, you know, see everything immediately. Although sometimes he does that to break yokes, which is important. But there's areas where, you know, some things are gradually revealed. And it's about how you steward, you know, how you steward the things that he gives you to begin with. You know, it's like, don't despise the days of small beginnings. It's like, you know, he comes in, he illuminates your eyes, and he gives you revelation on whatever, you know, firstly the blood, the cross, and salvation and whatever. And you know, he gives you revelation on who you are, your identity, and what you're walking in. Now you get that revelation and you go with, what do you do with that revelation? You know, what do you do with that information? I mean, if he's giving you dreams, what are you doing with the dreams? Are you writing them down? Do you write them down every morning you wake up and write those dreams? Like they're a treasure from heaven. You know what I mean? If you don't treasure the things he's giving you from heaven, he's not going to give you more. You know, those who are something with a little, he'll give much more to. You need to, what the little bit he gives you, he'll give you more if you're a good steward of those things that he gives you. Write them down, find out what they mean, research. I mean, you know, do you see a message and, you know, search out the message, find out what it is he's trying to talk to you about, try and understand how God's trying to speak to you, and really steward that information. And then once you start to do that, not only does that vocabulary grow, there's more download of wisdom that comes straight out of the gates of heaven into your spirit, so you can, you know, more's revealed to you. He's just good like that. You know, he's like, what is the guy that buried his one talent and the other guy had 10? And then he was like, I only had one talent, so I was sort of like waiting and saving it for you. He's like, no, he took that one talent and he gave it to the guy who already had 10, because at least he's doing something with the 10 that he's got, you know. So if you've only got one little thing that he's been given to you, use it, start to use it, you know, go out there, start speaking it. And I'll tell you, by sowing faith, like, you know, you've got a mustard seed of faith, right? Start sowing that faith, like, and that's believing God. Like, I remember somebody used to say to me, you know, I've prayed it, now I don't pray it anymore, I just thank him for it until it comes to pass. You know, that's faith in believing that it's actually going to happen. And just by going out there and just pulling down strongholds, binding stuff up, covering things in the blood, hearing things that he'll tell you to do and it doesn't sound right or it sounds quite strange and doing it anyway, all those things are just believing him, not having an understanding of what he's going to do with, what's going to happen, what's going to be the end result, what you might get from it, what it's going to, how it's going to affect your future, how your life's going to be changed from it. None of that. It's just, that's being led by the Spirit, because you're acting on the immediacy of what he's trying to do. I mean, how can he use you in a situation if if you don't immediately act on what he tells you to do? If you go, oh no, I'll just go away and pray about it for about 10 hours. Some things you need to do that, but other things, I mean, it's in that instant. If you don't immediately act in that instant, that person might die, that person might whatever, you know, that, like, you miss it. You miss that divine appointment. So if you can't steward that in that well, how can he put you in a circumstance where it's going to affect more people? You know, if you can't do it just in the immediate one, which is even just at your home. And that's why he's like, you know, your family's your first ministry, because that's where you're learning. And, you know, you got to sort out your own home before you can sort out, you know, a body. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't put a whole heap of sheep under you if you, you know, your own family's out of order. But it's not also get all that perfect before I actually step out and step out in faith. You know, it all goes together. And it's trust and it's faith and it's not being scared of being transparent. It's not being scared of being exposed or making mistakes or being judged by other people or having people say things about you or having a fear of man, how you'll be perceived, trying to have an appearance like I'm okay and I'm all this. No, just keeping it real and being so real and raw that's authentic, and that's what people can receive, and that's what God can use, you know. So out there and just planting that stuff out there. You know, you say a prayer for someone and you just believe that that person's going to be saved. You know, you say a prayer for someone, you just believe that that person's going to be fully delivered from whatever they need delivering from, evil spirits, familiar spirits of divination, witchcraft, just casting them out, filling them with the fire over their whole entire body and seeing them just be completely set free from that crap that's been hurting them from and keeping them in bondage and oppression. And you speak that in faith and you just believe it. And then later you see that stuff come to pass and you're like, wow, you know. And does increase your faith, and you go out there and you do more of it. And it's how you take over cities, you take over nations, and not taking it over like for your own glory. You're taking it over for the kingdom, for the glory of God. You're just doing what any normal Christian should be doing, is out there walking this out now in this lifetime. I mean, he's coming back after the restoration of all things. Like, he's like kind of like, you know, how long have we got to wait here? Like, we still haven't really achieved too much, you know. I mean, yeah, we've built up a lot of stuff, but people aren't free, you know, because it becomes now offensive to speak light and truth into things. You know, people are more concerned because they've got more to lose. So when we get past that, and the people that he can use now are the people that don't have anything else to lose. They don't care. And they're the people that are being raised up and giving, being, you know, a lot of the warehouse has been opened up to those type of people now because they're not afraid to use it. And they don't actually care what they look like. They don't care what's going to happen because they trust and they know God and they just go for it because they've got nothing to lose anyway. And God can use that. So he's a miracle God. He's a wonderful God. He's so miraculous. I've seen some cool stuff already in such a short time, and it's fun, and I'll just keep going with it. I hope you guys do too. Just speak it out with the glory that's inside of you, and you know, he will start to he will witness that, you know, immediately you'll get the witness of it. You'll see it come to pass, and you just keep doing it, you know, out there, like, not caring about what people think. I mean, like, you look in the Bible and how many times the prophets were used to do things that looked really odd, and he had them do, you know, he got Isaac, like he had Isaac put, you know, to be sacrificed on a table, and Abraham's like, all right, I'm going to do it because I trust God, and he's going to kill Isaac, and, you know, he got stopped. But that's how he was willing to go that far. Like, God's just testing, and God will test you to see how far you're going to go, to see how far you will go for it, you know. But you can trust him. Oh, it's good. It's so good. And you'll do well. The rewards in heaven are marvelous. So it's all about bringing the kingdom to the earth and setting everybody free from darkness, setting the whole world free from darkness. And it's happening right now. So everyone gets to be a part of it. It's not, and it's just pouring that glory, going so high in the glory that you are so glorified, you are so full of glory that it just pours out of you onto other people. And even if they don't know God, they don't know who God is, they're confused about who God is. You know, they're worshipping all different types of things that call themselves gods and whatever. It doesn't matter about any of that because glory is truth, right? It's actually a substance and it is truth. And when glory is poured out upon somebody, it goes into their flesh, right? Their flesh is eventually destroyed and they're only left with light, right? And then they're going to be able, they'll be exposed to the truth. You know, the truth doesn't have to defend itself. You just open the cage, right? And the lion comes out roaring, doesn't need to be defended. So it's just letting it open, okay? Spiritually speaking, open the gates and let the lion out, the glory, let that lion out and let him come upon people by your words, you know, not by condemning and controlling, manipulating and trying to, you know, do God's job, but by being, what did he say? By being love. What's the, he goes, and what's the greatest of all these commandments? Love. He goes, and if you fulfilled love, then you fulfilled the entire law. That's what he says in Romans, right? He's like, if you can, if you fulfilled love. So people want love, they need love, they respond to love. That's how you reach them, you know. But you deal with the yucky stuff behind here. Sometimes there we have to, it doesn't matter. But it's all about opening the cage, let the lion out, and you get them on and get it on, get it on to the people. They'll catch up eventually. Some it will take a longer time because they, you know, they're getting it only from the outside. Some they might receive it because they've just been waiting the truth. You know, they got fertile soil. They might have had a lot planted into them. Many seeds have gone inside of them and they've been watered. You don't know who's watering. You don't know who's doing what. But you reap what others have been, you know, you harvest what others have been planting and so forth. Like you reap what others have planted, you know. And others will reap what you've planted, and that's how it works. So you keep sowing away, sowing away, sowing away within faith, knowing that that seed will be watered and that seed is going to grow up into righteousness and get saved. And it might not be in your time, but it's going to be in time. I mean, we're seeing what, you know, the prayers of the generation before us. They're seeing their prayers fulfilled in our generation. We're doing what the things that they wanted to do but they couldn't do because they didn't have, it wasn't done yet, you know, but they prayed for it. And finally those prayers are coming to pass. Now the manifested sons and daughters of God are walking in the very thing that they've been praying for. You know, they get to witness that. Some of them do, some of them don't. Some of them are up in the cloud of witnesses looking down going, yeah, go, go, that's what we wanted. We want, we're done. We pray, we sowed and sowed and sowed for 50 years for that to come to pass, and it's doing it. It's doing it. God is faithful. He is so, so faithful. You know, it's amazing. So you just keep sowing away and keep believing, and you're believing, and your seed of faith and the glory coming out of you has authority over every single light being out there. Every single spirit out there, you have the authority because Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's you, you, you. You're the winner. You're the one that has it in you. You win, you know. Just declare and decree and go and let it out there and water everything. You're watering everything by the glory coming out of your hands. You're watering every single seed that's been planted, and sometimes you'll reap, you know, when harvest time comes. So I hope that encourages you. I feel good. I feel light. That's about it, I think. Well, I hope that all recorded well because that was the first time I've done it. And yeah, that's going to be recorded and it'll be on YouTube. So God bless you, and I'll see you another time. Bye.